A door opens. Red pants stuffed into black boots with white fur cuffs walk down a hallway. Walt Disney Pictures presents, in association with Hollywood Pictures, Tim Allen. The red-suited figure slings a red bag on his back. He waves to people gathered along railings with white garland swags in a multi-story building. The Santa Claus, a white sparkling ball, moves along the letters, changing their size and surrounding the final E. Looking over the railing, along the atrium and on the floor below, couples dance. An Outlaw production. Judge Reinhold, Wendy Crusoe.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention? This has been our best year ever, thanks to Do It All For You, Dolly. And I think we should give a special thanks to the people responsible for our record-breaking sales, our Midwest marketing and distribution team, Scott Calvin and Susan Perry. Let's hear for them. Come on. Susan, darling, come on up here. Aren't they adorable? Say a few words.
Thank you very much. This was really a team effort, and I would just want to thank every one of you individually.
But we don't have time for that, do we? In all seriousness, here at B&R Toys, we're not just about making a profit in quality toys. We're also about families. But our families aren't here with us right now. That's probably why Johnson's secretary is sitting in his lap. You guys have a great party, have a great year, drive safe. Thanks very much.
Eric Lloyd, David Krumholz.
Wonderful.
Scott drives on a snowy, deserted highway.
Laura, I was hoping to catch you before you'd left your house. I ran real late today. You wouldn't believe the traffic out here. Yeah, same to you! And that's not very ladylike! Anyway, I'll try to get to my house as soon as I can. Oh, there's the problem right there. Three-car pileup. I'm really gonna be late.
Larry Brandenburg, Mary Gross, Paige Tamada, and Peter Boyle. Scott checks his watch and passes stores with holiday lights in the windows. Casting by Rene Russolo, music by Michael Convertino. A woman drops money into a Salvation Army bucket. Co-producers William W. Wilson III, Caroline Barron. Costume designer, Carol Ramsey. Editor, Larry Bach. Production designer, Carol Spire. Children's faces are reflected in a display window with teddy bears, dolls, and a train. Director of photography, Walt Lloyd. Executive producers, Richard Baker, Rick Messina, James Miller. Written by Leo Benvenuti, Steve Rudman. Decorated light posts line the street and gleam in the dark night. Produced by Brian Riley, Jeffrey Silver, Robert Neumeyer. Scott turns onto a residential street. In front of a house with season's greetings on the roof, boys wrestle, then fall into the snow. Scott checks his watch. Ding, dong, ding. Directed by John Pasquin. A small brown-haired boy looks out the rear window of a parked car. Passing car lights illuminate him. He watches the car, then turns back.
All right, let's go.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye, Neil.
Scott parks, then picks his way through the snow to the sidewalk.
Oh, sorry, I'm late. Hi.
Hi.
Danny, do you want to come in for a minute?
Neil's waiting in the car, so.
Why isn't he coming?
Because Daddy says you'll just end up saying something snotty.
Not necessarily. Could be rude or sarcastic. Whatever it takes.
See? I gotta go.
Come on. Come on. Christmas Eve. Just for a minute.
She shrugs to Neil, who waits in the car.
Watch those steps. They're real slippery.
Told you. So, you going to your mom's for dinner?
Actually, we're going to be with Neil's family.
Ah, Christmas at the Pound.
Oh! Meow.
Aren't that many presents over there?
Well, that's because Santa isn't here yet.
Neil doesn't believe in Santa.
Well, Neil's head comes to a point.
He's smart. He's a doctor.
He's not a doctor. He's a psychiatrist. Take your coat off. You're sticking around, aren't you?
I'll be right there, just a sec.
Neil points to his watch.
I just want
to... Did that jerk tell Charlie there was no Santa Claus?
What? No. Oh, Charlie came home from school the other day in tears because some big kid told him there was no such thing as Santa. And you know, Neil, well, he sat him down and...
He told him that there was a Santa Claus.
Well, All he said was that Santa was more like a feeling, you know, more like a state of mind than a person.
Kind of like Neil. And who gave you permission to tell Charlie there's no Santa Claus? I think if we're going to destroy our son's illusions, I should be a part of it.
Yeah, but you're never around, are you, Scott?
Oh, please.
Listen, all we are trying to do is give Charlie a firm grasp on reality.
That's a good idea. You don't want kids running around using their imaginations.
Oh, yeah, this is from the guy responsible for the do-it-all-for-you dolly.
Leave her out of this.
Don't you burp me. Don't you change me.
Why do you guys always have to fight?
I swear we're not fighting. It's your mom singing. Sounds a lot like fighting, doesn't it? Cats, even. The trouble is, Neil and your mom, they don't believe in Santa because they were real naughty, which is why they'll probably get lumps of coal in their stockings.
I don't know. Seems kind of babyish to believe in that kind of stuff.
What are you talking about? I believe in Santa Claus. I'm not a baby.
Well,
maybe it is time you left. We don't want to keep Dr. Pinhead waiting.
He enters the kitchen and takes a cookbook. Charlie hugs Laura.
Do I gotta stay?
Listen, you and your daddy are gonna have a great Christmas, okay?
Will you pick me up tomorrow?
Of course.
Early?
Yes.
We're talking sun up, you're here?
You'll be fine. Oh, Merry Christmas, Charlie, I love you.
I love you too, Mom.
He blows her a kiss and drifts off.
Here's Neil's mom's number in case.
1-800-POUND. I know that number.
And a Merry Christmas to you, too. You be a good boy. Okay?
Bye, Mom.
4 hours?
Charlie sits on the stairs next to his coat and a white shopping bag. A table with a white cloth is set with silver serving dishes filled with food. Moving away, it becomes a TV picture.
Your Christmas will be perfect with all beef and roasted turkey. With its own built-in turkey timer.
Moving further, a glass top table is set with white dishes, a glass of wine, yams, and very brown rolls. Scott aims the extinguisher in the oven. He fans the white powder with an oven mitt.
That is exactly why you want a high-quality fire extinguisher right in the kitchen.
Those flames were really big, Dad.
Yeah, turkey's funny that way.
Dad!
Hey.
The turkey flames again.
It's done.
The car parks at Denny's.
Right over there?
Thank you.
A man with two girls nods to Scott.
Can I help?
Burn a turkey?
A man displays his bandaged hand.
Coffee?
No, thank you, Judy. What do you say we start out with cold glasses of a delicious seasonal favorite, eggnog?
I don't like eggnog.
We're out.
Coffee, decaf.
Mm-hmm. All chocolate milk, please.
We're out.
Plain milk's fine.
Okay.
At least we know they got hot apple pie.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie stares at Scott. He shrugs.
This is nice.
Upstairs at Scott's.
And Mama on her kerchief, and I in my cap. I just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I flew like a flash. But miniature sleigh and St. Nick and the Abbot prancer and dancer and up the stairs into all. Good night.
Scott tiptoes out.
What's that?
What's what?
A rose, such a ladder.
It's not a ladder. ice that arose such a clatter. It means came a big noise.
What?
Charlie, arose is a word that means it came, and clatter is a big noise. Now please go to sleep. Shut your eyes.
How do reindeer fly? They don't have any wings.
Fairy dust?
That's from Peter Pan, Dad.
Horns.
Antlers.
Whatever. Their antlers give them, you know, there's a slipstream effect. The air go, if they move fat, they're weightless.
But if Santa's so fat, how does he get down the chimneys?
He sucks it in like Grandpa.
But what about people who don't have fireplaces? How does he get into their house?
Charlie, sometimes believing in something means you just believe in it. Santa uses reindeer to fly because that's how he has to get around.
But you do believe in Santa, right, Dad?
Of course I believe in Santa. Please go to sleep.
Dad?
What is it, Charlie?
Maybe we better leave some cookies and milk out. Just in case, okay?
I'll just go preheat the oven.
And don't forget the fire extinguisher.
Good night, Charlie.
Charlie settles into his dinosaur pillow. Outside, a shadow passes along the snowy street. A breeze jostles wind chimes. Charlie scoots out of bed. He dashes down the hall. Scott sleeps in a t-shirt and polka dot boxers.
Dad!
What?
I heard clatter.
What, Charlie?
There, a clatter!
Charlie, what are you talking about?
I don't know. It came a big noise. It's coming from outside.
Charlie, it's just the wind or something. Come on, let's go back to bed.
They look up.
Somebody's on the roof.
Maybe it's Santa.
Not now, Charlie. I want you to sit here, and I want you to stay right there. Charlie, do you know how to call 911?
Sure, 911.
Yeah, great. Stay there.
Charlie races down the hall. Outside, Scott shrugs his parka on and runs down the steps in booted feet. He moves away from the townhouse and checks the snowy roof.
Hey, you!
What's that?
A red-suited man slips and slides down in a cloud of powdery snow. Open-mouthed, Scott stares. He creeps toward the figure in a snowdrift on the lawn. A dark, leather-gloved hand sticks out of the snow.
Woo-hoo.
Scott waves his hand above the man's face.
Hey, buddy.
He taps the black boot.
All right. You should just stay still.
Perfect.
You got him!
Charlie, stay where you are. Charlie, would you listen to me? Stay up there.
It is Santa. You killed him.
Did not. And he's not Santa.
Well, he was.
Got some ID on him, I bet. Fella, if you can hear me, I'm just looking for identification. Once you figure out who you are, I'll give you a lift back to the mall.
On a card inside a thin red frame, Santa Claus, North Pole.
If something should happen to me, put on my suit, the reindeer will know what to do. Yeah, right.
They look at each other, then dash off. The gloved hand waves. Wide-eyed, they look up to the roof. On it rests a gilded green sleigh attached to four pairs of brown antlered reindeer. Scott squeezes his eyes shut, shakes his head, and looks again. Charlie looks at the snowdrift. The red suit is empty.
Disappeared. Whoa.
He's naked somewhere.
He could put on the suit like the card said?
No.
Are you?
No.
Come on, Dad. I want to go, too.
Stop it, Charlie. We're not going anywhere.
You'd never do what I want to do.
Would you please be quiet for a minute so I can figure this out? Reindeer up on the roof. Santa suit laying on the ground. I fell. Not my fault. Reindeer on the roof. That is hard to explain.
It's the ladder.
Oh. Scott collides with a ladder.
Look here, Dad. The Rosechuck Ladder Company.
Huh?
Out by the roof, there's a Rosechuck Ladder. Just like the poem.
Just like the poem? Charlie, come on down from there.
Charlie, get down from there!
Dad! You gotta see this!
Don't touch anything.
It's great!
I'm just gonna call the police. I'll carry the stuff up there. Let them deal with it, okay?
Comet nuzzles Charlie.
Whoa. This guy was huge.
Dad, isn't this neat?
Charlie? Charlie! Stay away from those things. They're reindeer. You don't know where they've been. They all look like they've got key Lyme disease. Oof. Easy, Rudolph. Excuse me, Comet.
Dad, check out Santa's sleigh!
There's no such thing as Santa's sleigh.
Sure there is. You said you believe in Santa, right?
I did? I do.
What about the reindeer? These are Santa's reindeer, aren't they?
I hope not. These are, a gift. Probably from the cable company. We're getting the Disney Channel now. Merry Christmas. Now, hop out of it, please.
I don't want to go.
Listen, Charlie, I'm not kidding. Let's go!
The reindeer surge forward. Scott tumbles into the back of the sleigh. Charlie holds the reins.
Charlie! Come on, Charlie!
They clear the roof and swoop down. A few feet off the ground, they pull alongside a yellow truck.
Dad, climb up here!
Scott takes the reins.
There we go. So, if we go straight on this road, do we hit I-94?
The sleigh soars higher over the blue moonlit city. They stop on a flat roof.
Well, we made good time. Now what do we do?
Get the bag of toys.
And do what?
Go down the chimney.
Down the chimney. You want me to take the toys down the chimney into a strange house in my underwear?
No. Gotta put the suit on first.
You know what we're gonna do is we're gonna get out of here because this whole thing is stupid.
How come everything I want to do is stupid?
I didn't say that.
Charlie looks down.
Freezing my nubs off out here. You want me to get Santa costume? Which is great. Santa costume. This thing, you never know where it's been. Thousand malls. Well, I hope you're happy, Comet. Hope you're happy. But most of all, I hope the guy that lives here is a tailor. Nice coat. Well, how do I look? Nice?
You've got the sash.
You're right. This completes the ensemble. All right. Got my boots. Now I've got the suit on. How am I supposed to know what to leave?
Maybe there's a list.
A list? How silly of me. Of course there's a list.
Scott rises, holding the sack.
I'm okay.
Look! You're flying!
His booted feet slip down the chimney. His body squeezes down. He lands in a fireplace. Scott hauls the sack over a metal rail around the hearth. He looks around and approaches the tree. He removes shoes and drops them in front of the tree. He adds a yellow dump truck. A Rottweiler enters.
Nice teeth.
Scott sprints to the window.
Who's down there?
He gathers the sack and backs into the fireplace.
Collins, come on.
The sack pulls him up as the dog leaps. The chimney spits him out.
It felt like America's Most Wanted. Now pull me in quick. We gotta get out of here.
Charlie tugs his dangling foot.
Thanks. We gotta go home. How do you start this thing?
Just like that.
They lift off and land on the roof across the street.
Whoa!
This could be a really long night.
Do it again, Dad. Please.
I can't. The thing's empty. There's nothing in the bag.
Comet narrows his eyes.
Even if there was, didn't you notice there's no chimney? Well, there's no chimney, there's no fireplace. Are you growling at me?
Comet nods.
Look, Comet, like I said, there is nothing left. That's so weird, because I know when I did the... No.
No! Hold it! There's no chimney here. Can you hear me? No chimney, all right?
Looking good, Dad.
You have got to be kidding. Come on, look at the size of this thing.
He has sucked down a 2-inch vent pipe.
Whoa.
In the house, the radiator expands and becomes a fireplace with a copper tea kettle over a flame.
Weird.
He checks the kettle and bangs his head. A little girl sleeps on a sofa.
Santa?
Scott Calvin.
How come your clothes are so baggy?
Because Santa is watching his saturated fats.
How come you don't have a beard?
Because I shaved. Do you want this doll or not? Go back to sleep.
She lies down. He flings the doll.
You're supposed to drink the milk.
Look, I am lactose intolerant, and I am just about this close to taking all those presents back to the chimney with me.
He munches a celery stick.
Supposed to drink that milk. Shut your eyes.
No!
How do you get in without a fireplace?
I don't know. One just kind of appeared.
Awesome!
They fly over high-rise buildings. Scott removes a green kayak from the sack. He wrestles with it. And leans it against the window. Falls into the tree. Scott winces, then sticks his arm up to the shoulder into the sack. He tosses the paddle on the fallen kayak. They soar in the fluffy white cloud-filled sky.
Charlie, look at the clouds over here. Aren't they pretty? Charlie!
In the back of the sleigh, a yellow Labrador puppy with a wide red bow around its neck licks Charlie's cheek. Pre-dawn light, they fly over the city. Charlie leans against Scott and sleeps.
All right.
Morning, fellas.
Morning, sport.
We're done, Comet.
Ho, ho, ho.
Back to the house. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. When I wake up, I'm getting a CAT scan.
They continue through an opening in the billowing clouds toward a patch of blue. Fat flakes fall before a full moon over an icy landscape. The sleigh lands.
Is this okay, Dad?
No, it's not okay. Hey, does this look like home to you guys? No. Hey. Where are you going? Come back here.
The reindeer run off.
In the silence of the night, when the snow...
Hey! Hey, buddy! You, sir! Hey!
A small figure steps out from a drift. He removes his gloves and rubs his hands. He blows on his fingers and smiles.
Can you hear me?
He reaches into the snow. A crystal globe flashes a blue light and rises on a red and white striped pole.
What's that?
I don't know. I think it's the North Pole.
That's the North Pole? Hey, buddy, we need some help. Hello? What are you doing?
The elf presses buttons on a pad that extends from the pole. The pad snaps shut. The elf smiles as the sleigh descends through an opening in the snow. The elf replaces his gloves and moves away. The pole slowly lowers. Inside, in a twinkling of glittering snow, a reindeer appears. A red-headed girl elf stands on a stool next to him. A boy elf dances and spins. Twin girl elves with braided hair look up. An icy disc descends from the ceiling in the center of the room. A girl elf whispers in the reindeer's ear and then grins. The reindeer nods.
Sit back.
A taller elf with dark hair escaping his soft black velvet cap paces. He wears a red and gold long sleeve tunic and brown pants.
The grown-ups.
This is so cool.
Stay here. Hey, kid, who's in charge here?
You are. And I'm not a kid. I have pointy shoes that are older than you. I'm an elf.
I mean, you guys. Or you girls. Who gives the orders? Who's your boss?
You are.
No. Who's the head elf?
You are.
Hey, who's causing all the trouble around here?
She is.
Excuse me, are we on a coffee break?
We don't drink coffee.
Then I guess the break is over. Back to work, thanks.
Take it easy on her, will you? Who are you?
I'm Bernard. Nice to meet you, Santa.
I'm not Santa. I've had a rough night. There's been dogs barking, guns going off. Look, my back's killed me. If you ever try to shove a sea kayak down a chimney, I'm tired of this small talk.
The other Santa disappeared, right?
Bernard shakes his head and smiles.
Wait a minute. Hey, I know where this is going. It wasn't my fault. The other guy fell. It was an accident. I've got homeowner's insurance and a good attorney. Not as good as my wife's, but let's not open up that wound. Hold on a minute. Whoa. How did you know the other guy was gone?
Can I get you a drink?
No, I don't want a drink.
I'm thirsty and hungry, too.
Charlie, I thought I told you to stay in the sleigh.
Who's this?
This is my son, Charlie. I'm sorry, Charlie, this is
Bernard.
Bernard.
Hi, Bernard.
Hiya, sport.
Hey, Dad, he called me sports, like you.
Wonderful.
Hey, you know what? I got something for you. Okay, now hold out your hand, all right? Now, be very careful. This is very old, just like me.
He takes a snow globe from a leather pouch.
Shake it up, Charlie.
As the snow falls, a tiny sleigh with reindeer flies over treetops and roofs. Tiny lights shine in the windows and on the tips of the evergreens.
Oh.
Why don't you hold on to it for me for a while? It might come in handy.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I promise I'll take real good care of it.
Make sure you do.
I will. Hey, Dad, look!
Fabulous Paul. Hey, Barabbas.
Bernard.
Bernard, can we take a direct flight back to reality, or do we have to change planes in Denver?
Larry, take Charlie here and get him some chow.
No, Larry, don't do that. Charlie?
He'll be okay. Follow me. You want to get out of those clothes.
Look, Barnaby, I just want to go home.
Toys line shelves and workbenches. An elf works on a doll head. A train with toys winds through the room. Elves labor in the multi-level shops.
I am not Santa Claus.
Ah. Did you or did you not read the card?
Yeah, I read the card.
Then you're the new Santa. In putting on the hat and jacket, you accepted the contract.
What contract?
The card in the Santa suit. You said you read it, right? So when you put on the suit, he fell subject to the Santa Claus. Here.
The Santa Claus? Oh, you mean the guy that fell off my roof?
No, not Santa Claus the person, Santa Claus the clause.
What?
Look, you're a businessman, right?
Yeah.
Okay. A clause, as in the last line of a contract. You got the card?
Sure.
Okay, look.
He reads the red frame under magnification.
The Santa Claus. And putting on the suit and entering the sleigh, the wearer waives any and all rights to any previous identity, real or implied, and fully accepts the duties and responsibilities of Santa Claus in perpetuity until such time that wearer becomes unable to do so by either accident or design.
What does that mean?
It means you put on the suit, you're the big guy.
It's ridiculous. I never put on a suit since a kid.
Try to understand this! Let me explain something to you, okay? Toys have to be delivered. I'm not gonna do it. It's not my job. I'm just an elf. It's Santa's job, but Santa fell off the roof. Your roof. You read the card, you put on the suit that clearly falls under the Santa Claus, and now you're Santa, okay?
A question.
What?
When can I get out of here?
Dad, you gotta see this place!
You leave tomorrow morning. You have 11 months to get your affairs in order, and you're due back here Thanksgiving.
I'm not coming back here on Thanksgiving.
I'll ship the list to your house.
What list?
Come on, a list. Making a list.
Tracking it twice.
You're gonna find out who's naughty or nice.
Ugh. Look, you put a P next to the kids who are nice and a C next to the naughty ones.
P and C?
Yeah. P for present, C for cool. Right, Bernard?
Right.
Wait a minute. How do I know who's good and bad?
You'll know.
What if I don't want to do this?
Don't even kid about a thing like that.
Why not? What if I don't buy into this Santa Claus thing? What if I choose not to believe it?
The elves stop and stare. A tiny toddler elf pouts.
Then there would be millions of disappointed children around the world. You see, children hold the spirit of Christmas within their hearts. You wouldn't want to be responsible for killing the spirit of Christmas, now would you? Santa? Judy will take you to your room. Get out of the suit. It needs to be cleaned.
And taken in.
Then get some sleep. We've got a lot of work to do and only a year in which to do it.
A green locomotive arrives behind Scott. A pointy-eared elf with long brown hair sits in a car.
Judy?
Santa?
Scott Calvin.
Follow me.
Charlie waves from the seat next to her.
I'll just take the next train.
Dad, come on!
Charlie!
Come on, Dad!
Charlie, wait up!
It's funny, I like that!
A puppet show of Punch and Judy plays in a cabin. A train circles under and around a blue sleigh bed. Dolls sit at its foot. Charlie enters through a child-sized door. Scott runs into it.
Oh. Oh.
Can I get you anything? The kitchen's always open.
What a stiff drink.
You should get some sleep. Here are your pajamas. I'll be right back.
The pocket on the red satin pajamas is embroidered SC. Charlie rests on the striped pillow. Scott drops his red velvet pants. He quickly pulls them up. Judy carries a tray.
I brought you some cocoa.
Oh, thanks.
My own recipe. Took me 1,200 years to get it right.
1,200 years?
That's right.
He takes a mug with reindeer as feet from the tray.
You know, I must say, you look pretty good for your age.
Thanks, but I'm seeing someone in wrapping.
Hmm.
He sips again.
Hmm. This is good. This is really good.
Not too hot. Extra chocolate. Shaken, not stirred.
He wanders out onto a balcony.
You look distressed.
Distressed? I'm way past distressed.
What's that?
I'm talking to an elf. And I stopped believing in Santa Claus a long time ago.
That's not surprising. Most grown-ups can't believe in magic. It just sort of grows out of them.
Look, you're a nice little elf.
Thanks.
But this is a dream. I mean, this is fabulous. Is that a polar bear directing traffic down there?
She nods and smiles.
I see it, but I don't believe it.
You're missing the point.
What is the point?
Seeing isn't believing. Believing is seeing. Kids don't have to see this place to know that it's here. They just know. Well, you should get some rest. Good night, sir.
He lies down next to Charlie. He reaches out and caresses Charlie's cheek. Charlie smiles and pats Scott's arm. Smiling, Scott rolls over and settles into his pillow. In Scott's bedroom, he lays curled under the black comforter.
Stop shaking, Charlie.
Get up.
Okay.
Come on, it's morning.
Okay. Go make some coffee.
No.
Okay.
His hand sticks above the covers and waves Charlie away. Sits up and slowly stands, wearing the red pajamas. He opens the blinds and rubs his belly. He looks at the pajama pocket. Races down the stairs and out the door to the snow on the lawn. Barefoot, he wades into the drift and searches, scattering the snow. He checks the roof. Inside, Charlie opens presents by the tree. Whew. Scott drops into a chair.
Are you okay, Dad?
Yeah. Just fine, just fine.
Are you having a heart attack? I know CPR.
SC.
Yeah, Santa Claus. Hey, same initials as your name, Dad. Scott Calvin.
What?
Charlie answers the door.
Charlie, oh, Merry Christmas, honey. Did you have a good time?
Great time, so fit.
Great. Oh, Scott. Nice PJs, very festive. Where'd you get them?
I don't know.
Judy gave them to you.
Judy, really?
Who?
Up at the North Pole.
Oh, one of Santa's little helpers.
Last night, Dad and me went with the flying reindeer. It was really neat, Mom. Dad was Santa, and Larry showed me the workshop. You know where they make all the toys?
Gee, thanks for keeping his feet on the ground.
You bet.
Honey, you can wait in the car for a minute, okay? I'll be right there.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, Dad. Thanks for a great night at the North Pole.
What have you been telling him?
Nothing. It's just... I had this really strange dream, and I must have told him all about it. Wait!
Charlie.
Scott.
Hi, Dad.
Nice jammies.
Thanks. About what you said in the house, who showed you the workshop?
The elves.
How'd I get the pajamas?
I told you, Judy.
Oh, wait. Judy was the name of the waitress at the restaurant last night.
Some waitress gave you pajamas.
What's this all about?
Dad took me to the North Pole, and Larry showed me the workshop.
The North Pole?
Yeah, Dad's the new Santa. The regular Santa fell off the roof. Then Dad put on the suit.
Charlie, we'll discuss this at home.
Claus. Santa Claus. It's just a dream. Stuff like that didn't happen. It was a dream. Come on. I don't even wear pajamas. Normally, I sleep naked. Buck naked. Ha! Morning, Mrs. McGloin. Mary Catherine?
I slept there, Catherine.
Sometimes. Boxer shorts, you know.
So remember, kids, there is nothing more painful than third-degree burns.
At school.
Well, thank you, Fireman O'Hara. And I think the whole class will join me in saying, sorry about your partner. Well, perhaps this is a good time to bring up the psychiatrist. Charlie, would you like to introduce your, Dr. Miller?
Can I ask Dad to go first?
Well, if that's how you feel, Charlie. That's how he feels, Neil. Come on. Nice sweater, buddy.
My dad, Scott Calvin. He's got a really neat job.
Thank you, Charlie.
My dad is Santa Claus.
Oh, boy. I think what he means is I'm like Santa Claus. We're both giving. We're both jolly. And we both work very hard one day a year.
Oh, boy. That's not what I mean, Dad. Look. On Christmas Eve, my dad pushed Santa off the roof. Santa disappeared, and my dad took his place.
Charlie!
Then I went with him to deliver all the presents. Then the reindeer flew us to the North Pole, where the head elf, Bernard, gave me this.
Look, I work for a toy company. I deliver toys all over the country. So in a way, I'm like Santa Claus. Yes, sweetheart?
Do you make the toys?
No, stupid. The elves do.
Bobby, we don't say stupid, and we don't say elves. They're little people.
No, but they really are elves.
Whatever, honey.
Which one's your favorite reindeer?
Comet.
I don't have a favorite.
So, let me get this straight, Santa. You mean, when I grow up, if I want to be Santa Claus, all I gotta do is push you off a roof?
Laura, he said that. He said that it was the best Christmas he ever had.
Oh, big surprise. What do you think he's
going to do? I just finished to hear it from him. Is that a problem with you?
All right.
In the principal's office.
So?
May I speak, please? I am a doctor.
No, he's not. He's a psychiatrist.
Please. Go ahead, Dr. Miller.
Well, I guess we know who's the teacher's pet.
Scott. Oh, grow up.
The reason we're here is that this is far more serious than a boy believing or not believing in Santa Claus.
That's right, because Charlie thinks that this whole thing actually happened.
Scott, what was the last thing you and Charlie did before you went to bed Christmas Eve?
We shared a bowl of sugar and some shots of brown liquor.
I had my shotguns, field dressed a cat, look for women. I read him a book.
What book?
Hollywood Wives. The night before Christmas, folks, come on.
And did you go to the North Pole?
This is ridiculous. I don't have time for this.
Ridiculous or not, Scott, for Charlie, this isn't some dream. It is real. You need to sit down with Charlie. Explain to him you are not Santa Claus.
At the zoo.
I left the bears in the North Pole, Dad.
Charlie, I already told you, we did not go to the North Pole. That was a dream.
You're in denial, Dad.
Denial? You don't even know what that means.
Well, you are. I know what happened.
How do you know that? How? You don't have any proof.
Proof?
Why can't we both think of it as just a great dream and forget about it?
What about this? Remember all the neat stuff inside?
Charlie, this is a toy. We used to make things like this at work, but no one bought them. Here, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
I know who you are, Dad. You'll figure it out soon enough. There are a lot of kids that believe me. You can't let them down.
Charlie, you're wrong. What's so funny?
Nothing.
Eight reindeer follow single file behind Scott. An attendant runs waving his arms. At the Miller's, a sign on Charlie's door reads, "The North Pole, South." Pairs of ladder-backed chairs are lined in his room.
Keep those reindeer rolling.
Okay. You better watch out. You better not cry.
Come on, Dancing. Come on, Prancer.
Whoa!
We can't stop.
Where is he?
Well, he could be in his room, jumping up and down on his bed, wearing a red hat and galoshes.
I don't care what Neil's doing. Where's Charlie?
Oh, I see. Well, if you can't be Father of the Year, why not be Father Christmas, huh?
Charlie, it's just not logical.
Neil spins a globe.
How can one man, in one night, visit all the children of the world?
Not everyone celebrates Christmas. And I think there's some sort of time continuum that breaks down once there's in the sleigh.
What about fireplaces? A lot of people don't have them. How does Santa visit those people?
He turns into Jell-O and the fireplace kind of appears and he goes through it like this.
What about the reindeer? Have you ever seen a reindeer fly?
Yes.
Well, I haven't.
Have you ever seen $1 million?
No.
Just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Hey, Neil. Howdy, sport.
Hi, Dad.
You want to take a walk? I want to talk to you.
Sure. I've got my coat.
Good. Hustle up.
Scott, can I have a minute?
Sure.
I think Charlie is conflicted at the moment.
Wow. Really? Boy. Appreciate your analysis. I really do. Boy, you got more important things to worry about, you know? Like, where are you going to get more sweaters after the circus pulls out of town?
Scott, I mean, you're not listening. We are very concerned about this.
Concerned about what?
This.
If Charlie's spending time with you is the best thing for him.
Scott shakes his head, turns, and puts his hands in his pockets.
You were right about the sweater. Okay.
Outside.
Do you think by next year I'll be big enough to drive the sleigh all by myself?
No.
But I've been practicing.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Charlie, hold on a second. We've got to talk about the Santa Claus thing. Charlie, there is no...
No what, Dad?
There's no reason why we have to tell anybody about the North Pole.
sometimes some things, big things, should remain unsaid, like between two people.
Oh, you mean like a secret?
Yes, like a secret. Let's keep it secret.
How come?
Because of Mom and Neil. Not just because of them, their school. Everybody thinks, well, it's not important what they think. It, how does $5 sound to you? This is something I really want you to do for me, sport. I want to keep this secret. Will you do that? Please?
Okay, Dad.
All right, great. You don't have to worry about the Santa Claus thing anymore.
Charlie takes his hand.
It's when I get the $5.
At Scott's. He wiggles his toes in the gray carpet. He pads into the bathroom. He rubs his gray-flecked bearded face. He checks his girth in the mirror.
Something's wrong with the mirror.
He steps on the scale. 192.
What? Something's wrong with the scale.
It continues rising. At the office.
Excuse me.
I'll have a field green salad and a, oh my God.
Calvin.
Sorry, the dry cleaner in my neighborhood went up in smoke, some big chemical fire, all my clothes, poop, gone. Oh my
God, your weight. What happened?
Bee sting. Evidently, I'm allergic. Almost killed me. But the guy at the emergency room says the swelling will go down. I hope. So, did I miss anything?
No, we were just about to order lunch.
Great! I'm starving.
I'll have a salad and iced tea and dressing on the side.
Pasta and tomatoes, and very light on the oil. Can you do that?
And I'll have a Caesar, no dressing. And one of those homemade cookies, the warm chocolate chip, no nuts. And a little slice of cheesecake, creme brulee, and hot fudge sundae. Extra hot fudge. On the side.
Anything to drink?
Ice cold milk.
Stung by a bee, Scott?
A big bee?
Okay, now remember, this is just a storyboard, but here is our preliminary total tank TV spot. Okay, now we've got Santa, he's up in the North Pole, he's getting ready for Christmas.
Oh, no.
Problem?
It's just a little thing. The elves?
What about the elves?
They look so funny.
Well, they're supposed to look funny. They're elves.
Just my opinion. Can't they look a little younger? With silver specks on their cheeks?
Can we continue here?
Okay. Now this year, Santa's not going out in a sleigh. This time, he's going total tank.
Wait a minute. No way. No way Santa's going anywhere without his sleigh.
He would if he's trying to sell the total tank.
Well, isn't that a pretty picture? Santa rolling down the block in a Panzer.
Well, kids, I certainly hope you've been good this year, because it looks like Santa just took out the Pearson home. Incoming! Oh. And another thing, what about reindeer? Reindeer and Santa, Santa and a reindeer, it's kind of a package deal.
Calvin.
What we gotta do is develop a basic, simple, inexpensive toy that will nurture a child's creative thinking.
Calvin.
Here, try the brown one.
Can I see you outside a minute? I don't know what's happening to you. You're starting to look like the Pillsbury Doughboy. You're falling apart.
I know. I don't know what came over me.
Well, just get some help, you know? You should see a doctor, a shrink, a dietitian, anything. Just get some help.
Scott runs on a treadmill wearing high-top canvas shoes. His belly jiggles between his red shorts and a white t-shirt. His longish hair is more gray than brown, and he sports a full graying beard.
Hey, Scott. Time is up. Get over here and check your pulse.
All right. Okay. Well, nuts. Oh, no, your pulse is great. I don't know, Scott. You're as healthy as a horse.
Yeah. Clydesdale.
Okay, look, so what? You put on a little weight.
A little weight? Does this look like a little weight to you?
Weight can fluctuate from year to year.
Fluctuate? You make it sound like I'm retaining water. I've gained 45 pounds in a week. Pete, what's happening to me?
Well, what's your diet like?
Milk and cookies.
Really?
But I don't finish all the milk.
Well, then there is your problem. Just try to cut back on the sweets, okay? Anything else?
Yeah. How fast does hair grow? Facial hair.
What?
I shave in the morning, in the afternoon, I look like this.
Well, it could be a hormonal imbalance.
That would explain the mood swings.
Mood swings?
Yeah, but look at my hair. It's turning gray.
Oh, it's middle age, buddy. It happens. And with that body, you should be thankful you have hair. Look, if it bothers you, you can dye it, and you should dye it.
Charlie plays soccer. Scott sits on a bench. A little blonde girl sits on the other end. She eyes Scott and scooches closer. He slides to his end and crosses his legs. The girl stands up and taps his shoulder.
What?
She climbs onto his lap.
I want some ballet slippers.
Laura and Neil arrive. She sees a line of children by Scott. He talks to a boy who sits on his lap.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, my God. Hold on a minute.
Wait a minute. Wait, I'm not done.
Fax me. Hi. Hey, this probably looks pretty odd, doesn't it? These kids line up all by themselves.
Scott, I think it's safe to say you're taking the Santa thing to an unhealthy level. Here's my card. Call me.
Scott, I really have to tell you that this is beginning to scare me. I never in my wildest, well, no, okay, maybe my wildest, but certainly never in my normal dreams. But then Mrs. Scott, we're talking
Laura,
about it.
Laura, good point.
Just, I never thought you would stoop to changing your physical appearance in order to make Charlie like you. Do you have any concept of how dangerous this is to
whoa.
A little boy?
Whoa, how
Mom,
dangerous?
What's the matter?
Come on, Charlie, we're going home.
You let him stay, I'll go.
You don't get your act together, Scott. So help me.
Watch it, folks.
I will do.
She pulls Charlie away. At Scott's.
Hi there.
Hi. I got a delivery for SC. USC?
Scott Calvin, that's me.
Yeah, sign here, please. Thanks. I'll get your packages.
Packages?
Yeah, there's quite a few of them.
Great. I'll leave the door open. Just leave him inside here.
Hello.
Clean shaven, Scott trots down the stairs. Stacks and stacks of red boxes fill the first floor. He opens one and takes out a paper with a large A on one corner.
It's the list.
Scott, his hair white, walks down a leaf-strewn sidewalk. Wearing a red shirt, green jacket, and red canvas high tops, he passes a little girl.
Annie, nice.
Beep.
Johnny, naughty.
Johnny, wait up.
Gary, nice.
Veronica, very nice.
In your dreams, playboy.
He watches her short, pleated skirt sway away. With a plastic shower cap covering his dark hair, Scott shaves. He drops the cap and towels his face. He smiles at his clean-shaven face and red-brown hair. His hair turns white and his beard returns.
I'm in big trouble.
Are we doing the right thing, Neil?
Something needs to shake Scott.
Yeah, but to take away his visitation rights...
Honey, the man is delusional.
Okay, so maybe I'm having second thoughts, kind of. What was so bad about Charlie believing in Santa?
Well, he's a little old. Oh, come on, Laura. Don't you remember when you stopped believing in Santa Claus?
I was Charlie's age, I guess. I wrote Santa a letter every week that year. Well, maybe not every week, but... Boy, I really wanted a mystery date game. Do you remember those? No, of course you don't. You know, no one does. I don't even think they make them anymore, but... Well, anyway, Christmas morning came, and oh, I got dozens of presents. Oh, I got everything except mystery date.
I was three, and it was an Oscar Mayer weenie whistle.
Where's Charlie? I want to talk to him.
He's with the judge.
Dad! It's all okay. I told the judge everything about you and the North Pole.
After reviewing all of your testimonies, I've come to a very difficult decision. I'm sorry to do this in light of the holiday season, but in the best interest of the child, I'm granting the petition of Dr. and Mrs. Miller. Mr. Kelvin, as of today, all of your visitation rights are suspended, pending a hearing after the first of the year.
Wearing a red and white striped knitted cap and a sweater with reindeer on the front, Scott walks through falling snow. At the Miller's.
Hey, Neil.
Scott. You're not supposed to be here.
Don't make me beat you up, Neil.
Oh, would Santa really beat someone up?
This close.
So you still believe you're Santa?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Of course you are, Dad. How can you say that? Think of all those kids.
The only kid I'm thinking about is you.
Dad, I'm fine. You can't let them down. They all believe in you.
Charlie, listen.
You listen. You think you know who he is? You don't.
Charlie, honey, listen. You're confused.
I know exactly who he is.
Charlie, he's not Santa.
He is too, Santa. We went to the North Pole together. I saw it. The elves are real old, even though they look like me. Bernard called me Spork, because he knew everything. Right, Dad? Remember.
He tosses the globe to Scott. The snow glistens and the sleigh flies by. Scott smiles at Charlie. Charlie hugs him.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you.
Love you, Dad.
Could you guys leave us alone for a minute? So I can say goodbye to him properly.
Laura nods as Neil shakes his head, then marches off. Laura follows.
You saw the ball come to life.
You bet I did. Well, Charlie, I guess I better go.
I'll get my stuff.
Wait. I think it's a much better idea if you stayed here with your mom.
I want to be with you, Dad.
Boy, I love hearing you say that.
You mean I can go?
Boy, this bird is dry. Haven't you people heard about basting?
Bernard!
Hiya, sport.
Bernard, can I go? Please, can I go, Bernard?
It's okay with me.
Charlie, Charlie?
At a police station.
This is our perpetrator, Scott Calvin, 38 years old, believes himself to be Santa Claus. Ladies and gentlemen, this one's not going to be easy to find.
Won't the bright red suit and beard give him away?
At the North Pole.
Charlie's got some great ideas on how to keep you safe. Santa, this is Quentin, head of research and development.
Quentin, good to meet you.
Hello, Santa. Charlie and I have put our heads together, and I think we've got a few surprises for you.
This is some of the best stuff that's come out of the workshop since the ball.
Fabulous. What happens if I fall off the roof?
Is this the most current photo you have? Hold on.
Hello?
Mom?
Oh, Charlie. Oh, my God. Honey, how are you? Where are you? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Charlie, are you sure you're okay?
I'm terrific. I'm helping the elves build a new sleigh. We're trying for a vertical takeoff. Well, gotta go. The elves need me.
No, Charlie, wait. No, don't hang up the phone, honey. Charlie, don't.
Fireplaces will no longer be a problem.
It's a new fabric. Completely flame retardant. It's light, yet durable.
And you can wear the jumpsuit under your coat and pants.
But what do I do if I fall off a roof?
We'll cordon off a 3-block radius around Dr. Miller's house. Now, Calvin is to be apprehended unharmed. And remember, he'll probably be dressed like Santa Claus.
Judy, Bernard, Scott, Charlie, and Quentin march down a misty hallway. Police cars leave the station. Scott wears the flame-retardant suit. His beard has grown to the middle of his chest. The police stop Santa and throw him against their car.
Not even my suit! It's a rental!
Neil holds Charlie's stocking. He rubs the needlepoint surface.
From Comet to Santa, did you make the car? It's a nice rope. This in case I fall off the roof. Comet, this means a lot to me. Thanks, buddy.
Neil hangs the stocking on the mantle.
You ready to go, sport?
We'll get you, Dad.
Now, Dasher, now, Dancer, now, Prancer and Vixen.
On Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen.
Yeah! Yeah! The sleigh rises in a slow vertical climb. The elves wave. The sleigh speeds through the night sky past the full moon at the police station.
Take your time.
Turn to your right. Hello.
Laura inspects a lineup of Santas.
No. Charlie, stay in your seat.
I gotta show you this. Are you gaming Jingle Bells? No screen. DC 10 alert and an air freshener.
Wow.
And most important of all, your hat.
My hat?
It's lined with two-way radio. The microphone's in here. It connects you directly to Judy.
Wait a minute, what's this?
Oh, that's a CD.
Compact disc.
No, cookie cocoa dispenser. The cocoa comes out nice and hot. And out pops the cookie.
How could I have done this without you, Charlie?
You couldn't.
They descend through wispy clouds. Scott carefully places a Chinese checker game on a pile of presents. He stops and adjusts a quilt around a sleeping girl.
Shh. You're fatter this year.
Well, thank you very much. You've grown too. You're a very good girl this year. But I want you to go back to sleep, okay? Ooh. I think the milk's a little sour.
It's soy milk.
Huh?
You said you're lactose intolerant.
I did say that, didn't I? Thanks for remembering. Go to sleep. Merry Christmas, Sarah.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Look, there's Mom in the old street. Can we go there next?
Sure.
I made something for them at the workshop.
Police wait in the darkened house. Scott places gifts under the tree. The police creep toward him.
Freeze!
Hatless, he turns.
Oh, you officers really gave me a start. Merry Christmas, guys.
Not for you, fat boy.
Fat boy? Guys.
Nice and easy now.
Oh. Guys, I got a lot of work to do. This is a big mistake. Really, you gotta watch the suit, too. It's so old. It's an antique, you know.
Where's the boy?
He's in the sleigh.
We got Calvin. We're bringing him out.
Santa, are you okay? Over. Over.
Let Santa go!
They place Scott in a squad car. Charlie observes from the roof.
We've got a problem. Santa is at the Millers, but he's not responding.
At the North Pole, Bernard tugs on a rope.
Let's go!
Four elves in green jumpsuits and gold backpacks race down the halls. They lift off and rise through the opening in the icy dome of the workroom. At the police station.
Look, I know you're Scott Calvin. You know you're Scott Calvin. So let's make this simple. I say name, you say Scott Calvin. Name?
Chris Kringle.
Name?
Santa Claus.
Name?
Père Noël. Babbo Natale. Père's Nicole.
Topo Gigio.
Okay, Calvin. Maybe a couple hours in the tank will change your mind.
Outside the Millers, a policeman sips a drink as the elves arrive.
Charlie?
Yeah?
Don't worry. We're the good guys. Come on, let's go save Santa.
We can't. The police are watching this place.
Yeah, they probably are. But you see, we weren't figuring on walking out the front door. We find that we can get around a lot faster if we fly. Now, grab hold of my hand and hang on tight. And Charlie?
Yeah.
Don't ever try this without elf supervision.
The elves buzz the policeman, and he dribbles Coco down his front. He stares at the departing elves. At the station, a mustached officer munches a donut. He blinks and puts down his book. Elves stand in front of his desk.
We're looking for Santa Claus.
Go home, kids. Visiting hours are over.
We're not kids, and we're not visiting.
We're here to bust out my dad.
You're the cowboy boy.
Charlie touches the tip of his nose with his thumb and waggles his fingers.
Who are these other kids?
We're your worst nightmare. Elves with attitude.
They pull him into his chair and spin it, tying him in with layers of ribbon.
Too bad that donut.
Untie me! I mean it!
Untie!
Charlie stuffs the donut in his mouth.
Charlie!
Are you okay, Dad?
I am now.
The elves cut through the hinges and remove the door.
How'd you do that?
Tinsel. Not just for decoration.
Hey, excuse me. Can I get some of that tinsel?
At the Millers.
Charlie.
It's okay, Laura.
Actually, I think it's a much better idea that you stay here with your mom and Neil.
Really?
But, Dad...
No buts, Charlie. I can't be selfish. I can't be with you all the time. We're a family. You, me, your mom... and Neil. And they need to be with you, too.
I miss you too much.
Come here a minute. Listen to me. Come on, listen. There's a lot of kids out there, okay? Millions of kids. And they all believe in me. They're counting on me, Charlie, and I'm not gonna let them down. I got a lot of work to do.
So I can't be selfish either.
You gave me a wonderful gift, Charlie. Listen, a wonderful gift. You believed in me when nobody else did. You helped make me Santa. Selfish. You're the least selfish person I know.
I love you, Santa Claus.
I love you, son. It's okay. Okay, it's okay. Laura, what do you think? Christmas Eve, I spent with Charlie?
Oh, my God. It's you. It really is you. You really are Santa Claus.
Pretty cool, huh?
Oh, my God.
And your parents thought I'd never amount to anything.
Oh, wait. And don't go yet. I have something for you. It's Santa.
Scott,
Neil?
Neil searches Scott's face.
Santa?
It's okay, Neil.
Here. It's, well, it's my Christmas present for you. It's the custody papers. And I want you to come and see Charlie as often as you can.
You can count on it. Thanks, Laura.
The papers burn in the fireplace.
Merry Christmas.
What's all this boo-hoo going on here? Hey, how are you doing?
It's nothing, Bernard. I'm just saying goodbye to Charlie.
What goodbye? Charlie, you still got the glass ball, right?
Yeah.
Well, all you gotta do is shake it whenever you want to see your dad.
Really?
He can come back to see you anytime, day or night. Hey, have I ever steered you wrong? Nice sweater. Hey, did we make this?
Bernard checks the tag.
Laura? He's sucking us into his delusions. Look at the elaborate measures he's taken.
Neil?
Bernard vanishes.
Relax. I'll explain it to you later.
Where'd he go?
Police cars and the SWAT team arrive. They surround the house.
Go, 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 go! Teamwork, that's up!
Okay, stand back, folks. Give us some room.
Here you go, sir.
Return to your homes! Stay off the street! Come on, folks, let's do our job here.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Hi. You know, you don't have to send the help. Oh, my gosh! Wait, there's my ex-husband, and he's already up the chimney.
Tip, get there.
The sleigh floats off the roof. Elves join the children on the street. They watch. The SWAT team comes outside. The sleigh hovers in front of the house.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Bye, Dad.
Merry Christmas to all.
And to all a good night.
I'm sorry, Charlie.
That's okay, Neil. You're just denying your inner child.
You're gonna make a great psychiatrist one day, kid.
No. I think I'm gonna go into the family business.
Look out below!
Packages attached to red and green parachutes descend. A soccer ball floats to Charlie. Neil opens a small silver sphere.
A weenie whistle.
Laura holds a mystery date game. Snow falls as the sleigh passes. The street becomes empty. Moving away, it's the street in the globe. Charlie looks up.
Charlie, time to come inside.
Mom's stupid ball's not working.
He shakes it again.
Shoot.
Hey, sport.
Dad!
Well, you missed me already? I've been gone, 10 minutes? Give me a break. I was on my way to Cleveland. Come here and give me a hug. Oh. Do you want to go for a quick ride?
Yeah.
Of course, it's up to your mom.
Please, please, Mom?
Go on, get out of here.
All right. Hold on.
The sack rises.
On our way.
Bye, Mom!
Scott.
Bye, Mom.
Scott.
Bye.
Scott. Santa.
The sleigh soars over the lights of the city. Scott waves as they pass the full moon and disappear into the night sky. Video description produced by Closed Captioning Services and WeCTV.com. All the little children.